Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Something that we can learn from Islam is how we conduct ourselves as far as employers, as far as directors of a company or an organization, as far as rulers. And what we can learn also from Islam is how we conduct ourselves as employees, as workers, as people who are a part of an organization. What kind of responsibility do you have in dealing with those who are under you, those who you are responsible for? You employ someone to do something, you ask them to do something. What kind of expectation is there from your side as the employer? What kind of expectation is there from the worker's side, from the employee's side? Imam Sajjad, salamullahi alayhi, he says, this is where we see that when you're dealing with an enemy, when you're dealing with a non-Muslim, when you're dealing with whoever it may be, a righteous person, doesn't matter who it is. Some people say, well, it doesn't matter, he's a bad person. Well, it doesn't matter, he's not Muslim. Well, it doesn't matter. No, absolutely not. Here it says from Imam Sajjad, salamullahi alayhi, this is in Al-Amani by Sheikh Al-Saduq. He says, alaykum bi ada'il amana. You need to make sure that you fulfill and you honor what is entrusted to you. فَلَوْ أَنَّ قَاتِلَ أَبِيَ الْحُسَيْنِ If the killer of my father, Al-Husayn ibn Ali alayhim as-salam, if my father's killer, اِئْتَمَنَنِي عَلَى السَّيْفِ الَّذِي قَتَلَهُ بِهِ لَأَدَّيْتُهُ إِلَيْهِ If he was to have entrusted me with that very sword that he used to kill my father, I would have returned that sword. Subhanallah. Imam al-Sajjad, Imam Ali al-Sajjad alayhi salam, he is saying that if the killer of my father would have entrusted his sword with me, that very sword that killed my own father, I would have returned that sword. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, أَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ Fulfill, respect, honor that which has been entrusted to you, وَلَوْ إِلَىٰ قَتَلَتِ Anbiya, even if they are the killers of Anbiya, an enemy of yours. You know, before one day you were friends and he gave you something, or he said something to you and he said, this is a secret. There's absolutely no justification for you to betray that amana. And al-majalis bil-amana, as we've mentioned before. You know, if I wanted something to be publicized, I would say it in the public. But I said something out of the sensitivity of the topic, you know, whether it be something social, whether it be something political, whether it be something personal, you know. I don't want it to be shared out there, you know, and all of a sudden you come to realize that, you know, your personal discussion with this person was being recorded or was shared by somebody else. You know, that's khiyana, that's betrayal. And Islam is extremely, extremely against this.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
One
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, Al-amanatu tajdibul ghina, that being a faithful person, being a loyal person, will bring richness, will make you rich in the sense of you'll have risk and sustenance. وَالْخِيَانَةُ تَجْلُبُ الْفَقْرِ, whereas betrayal will bring about poverty. It's a sign of being a righteous and a pious person that you are someone who is always going to be fulfilling that level of being a trustful person, and you are known by that. Always being kind, being generous. Even if someone is evil and someone's going to be mistreating you, is there anyone worse than the qatil of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? You still need to honor what is entrusted to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, talking about goodness, talking about kindness, talking about generosity, talking about always not being the aggressive person, not being the person who is always antagonizing others in that negative way and things like that. He says, رَأْسُ الْعَقْلِ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ الْتَوَدُّدْ إِلَى النَّاسِ. The axle, the basis, the foundation of rationality, of intellectuality, after iman, after faith in God, after believing in God, is تَوَدُّدْ, is wanting good, being compassionate to people. وَاِصْتِنَاعُ الْخَيْرِ, and being nice, accommodating for goodness towards people. إِلَى كُلِّ بِرٍّ وَفَاجِرٍ, towards anyone who is either good or bad, righteous or corrupt. You are doing good for them. إِصْتِنَاعُ الْخَيْرِ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَهْلَهُ وَإِلَى مَنْ هُوَ غَيْرُ أَهْلَهُ. Imam al-Ridha salam Allahi alayhi, he says, being good, being kind towards those who deserve it, and towards those who do not deserve it. اصْطَنِعِ الْخَيْرِ, اصْطَنِعِ الْخَيْرِ, do good to those who deserve it or to those who don't deserve it. فَإِنْ لَمْ تُصِبْ مَنْ هُوَ أَهْلَهُ فَأَنْتَ أَهْلَهُ. And if it falls, if your goodness falls on someone who doesn't deserve it, you deserve it. So you're doing good. Don't worry about if it falls on someone good or someone's bad. As long as you are the person who is doing good. That's the kind of attitude that we need to have as far as being good is concerned, as far as all of those wonderful positive outcomes that we will receive, the rewards that we will receive in this dunya and also in the akhirah, when we are good to other people, when we cooperate, when we associate ourselves with good people, when we always make sure that even if there's someone bad, we still make sure that we are good. We don't go down to their level. And these are some of the things that Ayatollah Jawadi continues to discuss and speak about as far as rights is concerned, as far as all of these things are concerned, because as the Holy Prophet has said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ انْتَفَعَ النَّاسِ, the best of people is someone who benefits other people. That's the kind of person that you want to be recognized as. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams.
hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.